Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. Our verse this week is from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. I give you peace, Jesus says. I do not give to you as the world gives. I heard this verse of scripture read as a part of our church service 2 weeks ago, and one part has stuck with me since then. This idea that Jesus gives peace and then basically says, hey, just so you know, peace is not the way the world does things, but it is the way I do things, just FYI. Man, that has just held on to me lately because I see this truth all around. The world does not give peace. Almost never, I could say. The world, in fact, has a plethora of things and people and situations that cause my heart a lot of trouble and a lot of fear. But Jesus, here about to leave his disciples for the last time, reminds them that he leaves them with a gift of peace, the gift of being able to stay calm and not troubled and not fearful. So as we just celebrated the entrance of a little baby into the world, we have this reminder again that God does not work the way we expect. Right? We want to burn it all down, justice and karma to rage, but we get a baby who brings love and peace. See, this reminder in this season is kind of the reminder we need. That God has come into the world, which we all just experienced at Christmas, but then first and foremost brings peace. Peace, not power or glory or riches, but peace. The phrase that our narrator spoke right after this verse at that service 2 weeks ago was, peace was always God's plan. It was a good reminder for me in these times that can feel tumultuous and angry and not all that peaceful, that God's action in the world always brings peace. Maybe not initially, but ultimately. And that is exactly why I can hardly handle singing the hymn, Let There Be Peace on Earth, without crying. Because bringing peace to the rather unpeaceful world feels like an impossible task, one that makes me feel overwhelmed and kind of want to give up and hide. But the hymn says, let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. In my little corner of the world, in my little house, in my neighborhood, my community of friends, let peace begin there. See, it's those tiny moments of peace coming into the world that make the big difference, and they spread. They really do. So join me, Uplifters, in making the next days, weeks, and months, sure, even the next year as we're about to enter into a new one, join me in making it just a little more peaceful. As the song sings, to take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. Happy New Year, Uplifters. I can't wait to start a new year with you. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.